The Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Okay, another big one. Serenity Safe Harbour, Byron Bay's original hippie, joining us on this podcast. Serenity sticking up for the Royals.
I'm not happy, Al.
Well, that's all right, Serenity.
I don't like the way Kate Middleton is being treated. She is a sister.
And that's fair
from
enough.
From another mister.
Yep. Ali's fitness journey continues as you, before Easter, want to lose a certain amount of weight. You said it towards the end of last year you would. And if you don't, Spider's going to go around to your house and throw a whole bunch of stuff out. Your brother is on the show guiding Spider through what he can throw out.
Yeah, isn't that lovely? And yeah. He's just ensured he gets no Christmas presents again
at
ever.
All. Okay.
Awkward.
Married at First Sight. Everyone in this studio is watching it. Everyone's watching it, right?
Who?
You are.
What?
Because Jack and Tori, the most talked about couple on this show in the history of this show, we were live in the studio. Are they in love? Some of the questions our Triple M Golf family ask, the tough, hard-hitting questions.
Wow. Yeah, well, I was going to say, I'll tell you.
I've never seen you slam the desk before.
I'll tell you who's not watching the show is the Wiz.
No.
Yeah, wait till you hear his
please
question.
Please wait for
Anthony
Wiz's question.
From Labrador. Yeah, oh, okay, the Wiz.
You get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. You know what he missed?
What? It's the moment. It's the moment of the chat. Mm-hmm. And we catch up with Shane. Ooh. From the Umbilical Brothers, part of the GC Laughs Festival. It's all to come in this, the podcast with Flan, Ali and Spider.
Yeah. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to just make this up.
Yeah.
Look at me.
If I could be.
If you could be. No. What?
If you could have gone to uni off and studied and beat anything, like,
okay,
would you. Like, imagine if I was a doctor.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, you'd have a bad back bending over. You're 6'8".
Well, but if you could go and be anything that, like, medical or anything brainy that none of us can do, what would you like to be?
Great question, mate. I would be a psychologist.
Yeah, would you?
No question about it.
Really?
Yeah, I would wait. I would listen patiently to people, get to the end and go, what a lot of crap. Honestly, you know what? Snap out of it. That's what and then I'd sort of send them a bill. That would be that.
Yeah. Right. Would you like to be a psychologist? Seriously?
Yeah, actually I would. Yeah. If I would probably think about being a counsellor or something towards the end of my working days.
Mm. Yeah.
So my neighbour is, and she sits out outside on her veranda and takes these calls from all around Australia. And I thought, you know what? She barely ever says anything. It's really just people bring her up and tell.
And she listens.
Yeah, and she listens to.
You could totally do that.
Oh, I could totally do that while I'm playing a royal match.
That might be
on
triggering.
Your phone.
What would you do, Alison?
Well, the funny thing is I used to think I wanted to also be a psychologist, a physio when I was younger until I went along for work experience and had to bash on this old lady's chest and
I'm
not all the flam
gross.
But good on the physios for doing that.
Yeah.
But look, one thing I would really love to do is, I guess, be an expert in languages. Ooh, I really enjoy languages.
Like Spider,
yes.
I've got four. Like Spider language.
Yes, Spider language.
That's one. Spinglish.
It is a goal of mine to be fluent in at least one other language, if not a few.
Which one?
Well, I used to always think French.
Mm-hmm.
I do love French.
Ah, oui.
And for a little while I
said that. Slow down, Pierre.
I know.
We're not following.
Impressive, huh?
Mais oui, oui. Also Spanish, but then I'd love to take on a challenge in this day and age, learning something like Chinese.
Yeah.
Or Japanese.
Well, there's one very hard form of Chinese, the Mandarin. That's the language of the capital.
Yes.
And then there's Cantonese, which is the language of the people.
Yes.
And Mandarin was the one that Kevin Rudd struggled with and made him swear on that camera.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so the languages, I think I'd really love to do that.
Mm. Right, however.
If I had the choice.
Look, what would you do if you couldn't be Evo's?
Wants to be a doctor.
Yeah, I'd be a doctor in philosophy.
Oh, yeah. That's the way I like our Premier, Stephen Miles.
Yes.
Give us a little bit of philosophy. Oh, sorry, Alison.
Yeah.
What's the world according to Peter?
Come on. Give us some wisdom.
I'll be honest. I can't even lie about that.
Okay, we'll help you out. Finish this very famous psychological sentence off.
Okay.
I think, therefore, I
can do.
That's not bad.
That's pretty close.
Yeah,
means exactly the same thing. Yeah. I think, therefore, I am.
Therefore, I am.
I am.
Right. No, that's a singer, isn't he? Questions. Yeah.
What about this? What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Yeah, what is the sound of one hand clapping?
be nothing.
Yeah, or what about this? No, what's it could be that. What about if a tree falls in the wood?
No.
Does anybody hear it?
Does it make a sound?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to do any of these.
What's your wisdom? Come on.
I don't know what I want to be.
Philosophize for us.
No.
Don't be a dickhead.
No, I could be a I don't know if I could be a surgeon or anything. Like it'd be
no way.
What about a pilot?
Oh, I could be a pilot.
Yeah.
If I had to go back to school and study anything, I'd do. Yeah, I'd be a pilot.
Okay, then prove it. Here we go.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just about to land on the Gold Coast.
it worries me that the pilot doesn't know where we're landing. Yeah. A little bit.
That's scary.
Anyway, Al, what would you do?
Come on, Al.
I've got one for you. To be a zoologist.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I love that.
I used to read all these books by a guy called, you probably know this, Flan, by Gerald Durrell.
No.
No, well, okay.
Oh, was that, hang on, that was the vet.
No, that was, you're thinking of James Herriot.
That's, I was too.
Yes, so this guy, he was a zoo. I loved animals, and I still do. So maybe
favorite animal,
huh? Labrador, yeah.
no, but what boy, about, would I line up for a zoo full of Labradors. Yeah.
What about the pandas? Because we've got two pandas in South Australia. Yeah. Well, they're on borrowed time from China.
Fifi and Wong Wong.
Yeah.
You just made that up.
Wee wee, I think it is.
This is really.
That's me, French again.
I've got one for
that's
you.
Cool. That's interesting.
Yeah. I've got one for you, Al.
Go on then.
I think.
Would I be insulted by this?
No. I think you would love to be, and I'm not sure if we're going to pronounce this right, Flynn. You might be able to help me.
Go on.
It's called an enologist.
Oh.
Right?
An enologist.
Enologist. It's spelt O E N. So I presume it's enologist.
Right, yeah.
An enologist is an expert in the science of wine and of the arts and techniques for making wine.
Yes, yes, I would like that.
I could see you doing that. You could go and make your own Sandra Wager.
Didn't you want to be a brewer? I could do that. You'd love to brew your own beer.
Hey, and back to you, Spider. I think I know what you want to be.
I want to be a cowboy.
Oh, I love it! And you can be my cowgirl. Yeah.
Wow. Come on.
Okay. Enjoy the podcast.
Australia. Prepare to fall. Head over heels for love.
Let's get married.
Let's get married. And married they did. Welcome to the studio, Tori and Jack.
Hello. Come on, yeah!
Oh, it's actually so exciting to have you both in here because generally we will just speak to one person. We've had Jack in here before or on the phone, but it's actually lovely to have both of you in here. And, you know, my first question to both of you is, obviously you've been painted as the villain of the show, Jack, and you have just copped it and copped it and copped it week after week from all the contestants, from the experts. My first question is to both of you, are you okay? How are you coping mentally with this?
Because Eden's not.
Yeah. How are you coping?
I think it comes down to probably personality types. I think Jack and I also had, you know, one another, but I think another thing that plays into it is just we're thick-skinned. We can see through the
editing
fog.
or
and we always, you know, stuck together and banded together, and that's really how we've done it.
Well, I have to say, you do look very much like you are a rock solid team while you're standing in the studio here today, hugging and
you
smiling.
Said that from the start, I've got to say, but no one believed you. How frustrating was that? And how frustrating is it? Because we wanted to give you a fair go today. We've watched you on this show. We love it. And you walk in and you cop it from the second you arrive, and we never get to hear what you think about other people's relationships.
Here's your chance. Double down. Like, it's who do you think is, I guess, not your least favourite couple, but
who's fake and annoying?
Okay, you've been painted as the villains of the show. Yeah. Who do you think you went through that experience when you were there together in your room talking about everything? You clearly must have decided who you thought were going to be painted as the villains of the show. Who was that for you? Which other couple?
I think it would have been probably like Lauren and Jono and Sarah and Tim, or Lauren and Sarah. I don't really think their husbands had, you know, a villainous bone in their body.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I was at the gym with Lauren's husband, Jono, and Sarah's husband, Tim, every other day. So I can tell you right now, those women were not invested in their relationships at all whatsoever.
Because of what sort of things were the guys saying about the girls?
Look, they weren't happy. They didn't feel supported. They didn't feel like their wives were here for the right reason. I was kind of getting the tip off that they were going to be coming at me, like, week in, week out.
Okay.
This is really upsetting, knowing that people aren't in there for the right reason.
Come on.
No, I'm being serious.
Well, some are. We will stand hard on the MAFS train and say people do genuinely go in there to try and find love, Spider.
Look, Spider, I think they've probably had about 3 successful couples over about 11 years. I think that's, you know, it's pretty good success rate.
Pretty good success
it's
rate.
It's 10%. So what did you two freaks get right?
Yeah.
What did we get right, honey?
I don't know. I think I think we got everything right.
Oh,
we got each other in the end. So.
Yeah, can correct. I ask them? Because there's been a lot of speculation around you and the ex.
Jack.
Mm. Yeah, Jack, sorry. Yes. is that true or totally false?
As in, well, you want to know whether Jack was with his ex.
Yeah, did you backpedal at all and go back?
Oh, no, 100% not. We've made a few statements about that and we kind of got to let it lay. But, yeah, Tori's been with me from day one.
Yeah.
Every communications or anything I've ever received, you know, it's been me and Tori. So anything I've had to do with that situation, it hasn't been me and this girl. It's been me and Tori against this girl, basically.
Okay. Right. Now, last night at the dinner party was pretty hectic and Lauren had this to say, Tori.
Tori, you open your eyes. You know what? I'm going to be real with you all. No one at this table I would want to spend time with after this experiment.
I actually felt really sorry for you because it looked like last night that that was the end of your friendship. Yeah, well, yeah, and friendship with Lauren. Now, she called you out and said that, you know, the things that Jack's come out and said, things like muzzle your woman, and I know you've spoken about regretting them, that called a couple of the contestants whales, and there was a lot of controversy about that. Now, Lauren's point was she was saying, you know, you never get up Jack. You get up everyone else. If her partner said that, she'd be absolutely blowing up at them, but you never do that to Jack. I mean, yeah, is that the case? Do you get up Jack behind closed doors when the cameras are off?
My communication style is very different to all those other women.
Yep.
I'm very composed, and I think in my younger years I was quite aggressive in my communication skills, and it got me nowhere. And I think I actually explained it that night. I go in to say, like, I've got this unnerving sense of composure based on how acting like a Lauren and a Sarah, where that got me in my younger years, and it got me nowhere.
Can I defend you that you said that first thing on the show, that you are tough and that you have to be in your role and your work?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was an amazing moment when you said I wouldn't hang out with any of you after this.
No, never. And I stand by that. I hang my hat on that each and every time.
Do you think they're frustrated because essentially you couldn't be cracked?
Correct. Absolutely. We came into, you know, every commitment ceremony, every dinner party, hand in hand, and we were just us and we were united. And I think they didn't like that because they couldn't relate to it. Or they weren't having the same experience, so they kind of just, you know, talk down.
Wanted to rubbish
it.
Like
Puppy. Correct.
Tall Puppy, maybe.
Well, we know one thing that, you know, look, the Triple M family, they are buying into this hard. They love MAFS. And we've got a few of them. They've all been ringing up asking questions all morning.
Can you hang around? We want to come back and play some questions to you. We don't know what they're going to ask. Are you okay to answer them? Is that all good? Yeah?
Yeah, 100%.
Totally fine. So we'll kick it off with Kim Marie in Narang. Kim, what's your question?
If Tori's not Jack's type, what is his type?
There you go.
Well, I'll answer that one. Tori is definitely my type. I guess if you had a list of 100 things objectively, if you're ever going to meet someone that ticks every single box, I don't think so. I don't tick every single thing on Tori's box. And
I hope.
Hey.
Keep it clean.
But, you know, that's why you take time in a relationship to get to know someone, because it doesn't all happen instantly, you know, and you build a connection and,
yeah
you can form a beautiful relationship if you take your time.
Okay. Peter in Currumbin.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, were they there for love or love of money? Get yourself out there and sponsored.
Yeah.
Like money profile.
Yeah.
Insta.
Post show.
Where's the money, buddy?
I want to see the money before I answer that.
Okay.
Look, I think you go on to this show and you're an idiot if you go on to it and you think you're leaving 100% of the time having found someone. Love isn't entertaining to the demographic that watches this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think...
Conflict is.
Correct.
100%.
Yeah. I have to ask you this. How did you feel? Because I know early on in the piece you two were thinking, particularly I think you were commenting, Tori, that you're the power couple, you're the power couple. How did it feel when I guess you realised that that wasn't the narrative the show had for you two and you became the villains? Was that horrible?
I think... You know, I can stand firm in saying that looking back, we were absolutely the power couple. It may not have been displayed like that on the show, but our journey, we never once cracked.
Yeah. What about, one of our great listeners, The Wiz?
Well, I would like to know how they met each other to start with. No, Wackers.
Yeah.
No, no backing, yeah. Is that what you said?
Look, we had to explain to him what married at first sight means.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
What kind of audience are you guys playing to here?
We have,
married at first sight, buddy. We got married at first sight.
Well, he was on TV.
That's all good.
I'll get in trouble if I don't ask this one. Cause this is from Kristen on our social. She said, Tori, are you seriously that blinded by love, in inverted commas, she's written, you couldn't see... that Jack isn't into you. I guess it just, they played that out so hard and all the, he's not attracted, he's not sexually attracted.
Yeah, I definitely think, they don't actually show me at the wedding saying that I can appreciate Jack's being, like I can see that he's, you know, a good-looking guy. But, like, the sexual spark wasn't there.
Mm.
But they never... Sure. They never show that, right?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Final word. We have to wrap it up. I know you've got other interviews to do. What's your final word? What would you like the Triple M Gold audience to know about both of you?
Well, you can take that one.
Yeah. Don't believe everything you see on TV.
Oh, no.
What? Shattered.
I'm out.
Shattered.
The truth will rise. Like you'll see us.
Okay.
You'll see us post show. And
are you about to pash?
No.
Pash.
Oh. Absolutely pash, not. Pash. Pash.
Can we get a kiss? Can we get?
Come on. A little
on the lips.
No.
Oh.
Oh wow.
We're going to get in trouble.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. We love that.
I feel like you got a fair go.
Love is love.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Hey, whoa.
Wow. Hello to Byron Bay's original hippie, Serenity Safe Harbour.
What is going on?
Serenity, I've just realised I've stolen your chair.
It's okay. Too. I don't need to stand. I don't even know. What time is it?
I don't know. I just dimmed the lights, but did you wet the bed or something, Serenity?
Oh, I just had a praying in Surfers Paradise on the way here.
Oh, my God. That's you, is it?
I'm so sorry. Transitioning to the earthly plane. Fizzy and Mabungo, and yeah. There we go. Wow, I had no idea there was even a 5 in the morning. There you go. My adopted Rainbow Province name, Serenity Safe Harbour. Although when I performed at the opening of Rockhampton's first ever waste transfer station, I was known as Lady Lollygobble Bliss Bomb Alaska.
Yeah.
Huge gala. Huge. After I performed 7 of Yoko Ono's more obscure works.
Oh, yeah, okay, hang on.
Have a listen.
Imagine all the people.
I'm not perfect. And I don't mean to be up myself, but listen to that. The Rocky Garbos all reacted so positively after I sang Yoko Ono. They chanted, "Oh, look, the trash learned to sing." And I was like, they think I can sing. Oh, they're so sweet. Although, a bit judgy coming from men who smell like a banana left in a school bag all summer holidays, don't they?
Mm. Yeah.
I just want to... Yeah, Peter.
Yeah, I'm
good
with you.
Good morning to you too. I just want to send out some healing white light to surround Sister Kate Middleton at this time.
Aww.
Ridiculous, the way people are behaving. I want to surround her with love. There's ridiculous rumours about her husband. Who'd bonk him? From one princess to another.
He's a bit of a nude nut, isn't he?
There you go. I'm really unwind on the man. I don't believe that the Twitter X rumours that suggest William had an affair with a friend's wife and they are having a baby, I don't think they're true.
Really?
I don't. No, I don't. I think they're
exaggeration. You'd be able to feel it through your crystal balls.
Mm-hmm. Certainly can. Look. Kate Middleton is the worst editor since Lorena Bobbitt, okay? Google it and giggle, kids. Uh-huh. But I support my sister pursuant to the rules of the Pregnant Princess Pact. We stand together like NATO with nappies. We're mothers. We're children. But here's the truth. Mm-hmm. I saw Kate Middleton yesterday in Moolumbah. She's going to be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out.
Oh, fantastic.
She's probably in Africa. Look, I have cast an ancient curse onto all of Fleet Street for the rubbish they are speaking. If you join in spreading this rumour now, may your bum grow taste buds.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's a good punishment.
Got me up in the gym, just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Yeah. Well, this is all about Ellie losing a couple of kilos because, well, 15 kilos. Because 3 months ago you said that you will lose 15 kilos before Easter.
Yeah. Now, and I planned on being really behaved and working out over Christmas.
Okay, you forgot about that. I didn't. So I played you the audio a couple of weeks ago, and you've been committed over the last few weeks.
Yep.
And for the next week to lose that 15 kilo. Now, we've got a weigh-in day tomorrow. How are you feeling? Are you backing yourself?
I'm going to have to weigh in. Oh. Yeah, look, I'm definitely a little bit more dubious than I was at the start. I came out firing.
Absolutely.
First week, lost 4 kgs. Next week, see, it's like I've plateaued a little bit. That's what happens. I'm doing this the healthy way.
Yep. Flan, you got confidence in Ellie?
I do. Yeah. And Ben Hannon stop laughing at that when I say that. I'm supposed to have faith in you.
Yeah, I know.
Ben Hannon says still physically possible that in 1 week you can do it. You obviously have tried to do this the very healthy way, and I really respect that.
Yeah.
There's a cloud and controversy, but I've got my eye on several things in your home that I would like if Spider throws them out.
Well, this is the idea because you do. Was if you don't lose the 15 kilos, I can go to your house and throw out whatever I want. So, to get an idea of what I can throw out, I thought, you know what? Who else to talk to other than Nick, your older brother? Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, buddy.
Are you right that he's actually coming to our house that we've just sold in Brisbane to help me pack up my office today? Thank you, bro.
Now,
do you want to dump the bin early, Spider, so we can get rid of the
office? Can I ask? Okay, because I am going to get a bin delivered early next week because I'm pretty confident at the moment.
Thank you, Bosch.
What size Bosch bin should we get? Let me put you through some stats. A 3-cubic-metre bin is about 12 wheelie bins. A 4-cubic-metre bin is 16, or we go 6-cubic-metre, which is 24 wheelie bins. How much
garbage? Have a 10-cubic-metre one?
I think two of the larger do it.
Honestly.
No, but what kind of stuff? Has Ellie got some clothes that probably, let's say...
Clothes is an understatement, guys. I tell you, she has got probably the same top in 5 different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Are these tops, some maybe, because we've got to check out things that...
Yeah. I'm going to fit back into them after this weight loss journey.
Yeah, I that too.
I'm not getting rid of the size 8s.
Well, we'll then get rid of the bigger ones now.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
We have to walk around nude.
You can't have everything, and if you aren't getting to your weight, I can chuck it out, anything under a certain size.
Mate, there is couches, there is clothes, there is so much stuff, and to be honest, it's not all ours. No. Ex-husband Steve was the master of buying random crap.
Oh, yeah. Yes! Look, I'll tell you what, the heated tent that you brought in and stayed in for 3 hours the other day, I would like to take that to Byron Bay for Blues Fest and camp in that. And I will be toasty warm. But also, Nick, there is a dinner bell there that I've got my eye on.
The gong.
You know about the gong?
You know what
I mean? Yes, I know about the gong.
I'm after the gong. To dinner with
it. He has been summoned to dinner with it, family dinner.
Okay. Does it annoy you, Nick?
It does.
Yeah, see, I'll take that.
Oh, okay, so do you reckon there's absolutely enough clothes for me to chuck out there? Any good gear? The only...
I'm sure you'll find some reasonable stuff that you could probably put a sticker on down the road.
Yeah, and this is from the big brother who still has a huge DVD collection. I was going to give you all our DVDs. You're not getting them now.
Who watches DVDs? Gee, you'd be disappointed about that. Hey, Nick, thank you very much. You reckon we've got to go at least 6 cubic metres?
Yeah, I reckon that's the way to go.
It's a good tip. You're not getting the DVDs or the butter tuna, mate. Okay.
Thank you, Nick. Well,
Ellie, no worries.
It is weigh-in day tomorrow.
This is an important weigh-in.
It is a very...
I've still got another week after tomorrow, so
you've got
calm down.
7 days to lose that 15 kilos, or this time, next Thursday, I'll be at your house.
This is
loving life.
Your timing is so bad. I've got a girls' weekend away this weekend. Yeah. That's not fair.
Have you got the violins? I don't care.
Excuse me.
on Listener. This is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Well, thanks to GC Laughs, we are getting access to the country's best comedians. And if you ask me, this bloke is part of a duo that, look, they should be nationally heritage listed.
Wow.
I think they are wonderful. They're called the Umbrella... nearly called the Umbilical Brothers. They're not. They're called the Umbilical Brothers. And this is Shane who joins us this morning. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. Listen, I'm still having trouble pronouncing our name myself. It's been like 30 years. You'd think I'd be able to.
That's why we got Flan to do it, because I'd have had no hope.
Shane, you haven't played GC Laughs before, but you have played on the coast.
Yes, yeah, Gold Coast number of times. Love it. Love it, not just for the beaches, but for the audiences. So, yeah, I'm looking forward. So this is a big festival, right? Now it's turned into
a very
something.
Big festival, mate. And just to describe the Umbilical Brothers, Spider and Ali, have you seen the Umbilical Brothers before live?
Never. Not live. I've always seen you on TV show.
Okay. So it's a combination, if you will, of physical comedy and obviously spoken jokes, but the most incredible interaction between two performers. And it's clear that it's all really wound together. And it's an amazing night of theatre. Shane, if you were walking through, for example, say, Surfers Paradise, yep, what would that sound like?
It would sound like this. Watch it, mate. That's late on a Friday. Like, that's 1 a.m.
Yeah,
Friday.
Yeah.
What about if you were in a health retreat, a day spa?
Okay, it would sound like this.
Obviously, that's
Surfers Paradise, yes, health spa. Yeah.
Now, you've been doing this, now correct me if I'm wrong, since 1988.
Well, that's when we met. Okay. We met in acting school in 88, and we wanted to be serious actors, and something went seriously wrong with that plan. It's his fault.
Okay.
We brought out the worst in each other. So, but yeah, about we've been doing this professionally, inverted commas, since 91, and people liked it, and we thought, gee, we're onto something.
Yeah,
so
you really were, because you just took off. I've seen you many times, and I am blown away by the level of interaction between you two as performers, wordlessly too. How long do you have to rehearse an hour-long show?
Rehearse. no. Like, it's just, it is for mucking around, and it sort of grows from that. So we don't rehearse that much. We talk about the ideas. But this show, the current show, took a lot of preparation because it's a live green screen show. So it's got a huge screen above the stage. It's like watching an action movie or a movie with the making of directly underneath at the same time. So it's pretty freaky.
The GC Laughs, it's a great festival. So many people get involved in it all week this week. What is the worst gig you've ever been invited to? Now, have you had to do like your cousin's 8th birthday and it's like, come on.
We got, you know, sometimes as a comic you do these kind of corporate gigs, and we did a gig in New York City. And we thought, oh, yeah, New York City. Yeah. But it was at some rich person's birthday party, and they just put a bunch of boards across their swimming pool. So we were just performing on top of their swimming pool with just nothing but rich people completely disinterested walking all the way around us.
How much did you get paid for a gig like that, Shane? Do you remember?
Not enough, mate. Not enough. Yeah.
If you've never seen the Umbilical Brothers, please go and see them at GC Laughs, because you will not regret it. They will inspire you. You will be laughing till you have a headache, and you'll be slightly exhausted at the end of the show. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man. Thanks.
5 p.m. Saturday, Shane, the Umbilical Brothers at Hotter.
Looking forward to it.
We are too. Thanks so much for your time.
Okay.
Thank you, Shane.
Oh, what's that?
That's me leaving in a spaceship.
Oh, I thought you
just... spaceship, because it's obvious.
One more time.
No, take a different spaceship this time.
Okay.
Yes,
Jetson's one.
See you, Shane.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.